Married by Tony Batten.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll ever get out of this world alive.
So the only explanation is that I've wandered into a parallel universe. Everything's the same and yet different.
I see.
This isn't in the mind, you know. This is actually happening. I woke up last week and found myself married with two children.
So whose wife and children are they?
The other Robins. I'm not married.
And where's this other Robin now? Robin.
Back in my universe, I suppose, being me before I became this me. The married me. Look, can you help or not? I just can't get my head round a universe in which Richard Whiteley saved Western civilization. In my world, he's the bloke who introduces Countdown.
We psychotherapists aren't very good on parallel universes. What we've got to discover on our journey together is, have you killed off the other Robin, so to speak? We've also...
My God! I've got to make a will. If I drop dead tomorrow, my family gets everything.
Hello, and welcome to the transport quiz. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Chattanooga Choo-Choo is shunted out of its siding game, it's time once more to test our panellists' knowledge of all things to do with transport.
What are you wearing?
I got them at the Marks, Bruce and Willis sale.
You look absurd. People used to dress like that in the 70s.
No, everyone else dresses like it's the 70s. In my universe, this is how we dress in the late 90s.
You've got dozens of shirts upstairs.
I'm not wearing the other Robin's clothes. I don't know where he's been.
Oh. He's gone to all this trouble to create a rather pathetic alter ego, and the person who it's all for, me, still doesn't believe you.
How dare you? This pathetic alter ego, as you put it, is me. You think I could invent a character as rounded and as complex as me?
Have the guts to admit it, oh rounded one. You're trying to spook me, so I'll leave you.
Oh, well, of course. If, as a bonus, you find the new Robin so unbearable you have to move out...
You'll crack first. The Robin you fashioned for yourself isn't cool enough for you.
You'll have to move out eventually, you know, when we're divorced.
Progress. For the last week, I've been the stranger you woke up to one morning. How can you divorce someone you claim you're not married to?
I'm aware of the flaw in my logic, but if this is the only way I can get my house...
If you want out, you're going to have to drop this parallel universe stuff and take responsibility for your own actions.
I thought you'd be glad to be rid of a swine like me. A swine like your Robin, I mean. The molecular cocktail that is this Robin Lightfoot is wondrous to behold.
So why don't I hang out with this wondrous to behold Robin Lightfoot, then?
Because he doesn't want to hang out with you. Look, why didn't you take up with my business partner again? You two are made for one another.
How many more times? Nothing happened between me and Dirk. By the way, my sister's coming to stay. You'll have to vacate the spare room.
Oh, great. So where am I going to sleep?
On the sofa bed, I suppose, since you'd rather die than sleep with me.
It's bad news, I'm afraid. There's rain coming in from the west.
We need to talk about Ned.
Nothing to do with me. He's your son. I trained for years to become an architect in my universe, Dirk. I am not going to design greetings cards just because that's what the other Robin did in this universe.
I just need you to do a few covers for the Sorry range, that's all.
Why is it a Sorry range?
No, the range is called Sorry. Sorry you've been mugged, sorry the facelift didn't go as planned.
Well, sorry, I'm not doing any work.
Look, Robin, we're hanging on to this commission by the skin of our teeth. The client hates you as it is.
Does anyone like me in this universe?
Describing bulimics as attention-grabbing control freaks didn't help. I mean, it wasn't as if you didn't know she'd been bulimic.
Sounds like something I might have said.
You did say it. I was there.
I wonder, does this tetchiness have anything to do with your strong feelings for the woman who calls herself my wife?
You just won't let me forget, will you? It was a moment of weakness. You know what I'm like. I don't even see the woman I'm lunging at. I'd shag the colour laser printer given the chance.
Oh, I'm sure Leslie would be flattered to hear you say that.
I'm not proud of myself. If only you knew the depths of my self-loathing. If someone as shallow as me can have depths of anything... Look, she wasn't interesting.
Well, if at first you don't succeed, go for a second take.
What?
Think of it as a favour to me, to help the divorce along.
You and Leslie are...
Look, I'd rather have you cited as co-respondent than me for non-consummation of the marriage. Might be embarrassing after 16 years.
Non-consummation? You and Leslie have never... But you've got two children.
They're not mine. They're someone else's.
Are you telling me it's just a marriage of convenience?
Pretty much.
Well, I'm stunned.
So, look, are you up for it? Can you put your self-loathing on hold long enough to have another go at the woman who calls herself my wife?
Well, I don't know. After incurring your wrath last time...
I want my house back, Dirk. I want things like they were before, and I'll do anything to achieve it. Anything.
I suppose I've never really got used to your ruthless streak.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Okay, then. As it's you, I'll have another crack at Leslie.
I don't know why Tony Blair didn't join the Labour Party and have done with it, you know. The man's obviously a crypto-socialist.
Oh, hardly.
Blair has hijacked the Conservative Party. It'll never get back into power unless he listens to his grassroots.
Where are you going, Maxine?
Out!
I asked where you're going!
Oh. Okay, Lesels, what's wrong? What's he done now?
Oh, he surpassed himself this time. He claims he's from a parallel universe.
Well, I've always thought he's not quite of this world.
He doesn't actually believe it, of course. He wants to frighten me into leaving.
The worm?
Oh, he's very convincing. He's in there now making a model of the Titanic. He says he bought it because he was making one just before he found himself marooned here. My husband, the nerd.
Affix the hull so that it is flush against the adjoining surface. But which adjoining surface?
And there's no glue. Hey, don't touch that, boy. I don't want any bits going astray.
Can I help?
No, bugger off. It's not a toy.
Ah, there he is. The worm.
Well, the warmth of your greeting suggests we've met.
When I think of some of the stunts you pulled... Do you know, if it was up to me, my sister would come home with me this minute.
If it was up to me, too.
I've never liked you, you know.
I'm sure the feeling would have been mutual, if I'd known you as long as you've known me. One of the few advantages of my predicament is that I can be unpleasant to the family of my spouse, on the grounds that my spouse isn't my spouse. Nice not to have known you all these years. Close the door on your way out. I've enough to take on board without a family. The Lib Dems winning the last three elections takes a bit of getting used to.
The new Liberals.
In my world, Tony Blair's leader of the Labour Party. Jonathan Dimbleby's a current affairs presenter and not a sports commentator. And the Titanic was sunk by an iceberg on its maiden voyage and not torpedoed in the war.
Well, its maiden voyage. Your world doesn't set much store by dramatic plausibility, does it?
Leslie's sister hates me too. All these strangers in my house. Children who aren't my children, a spouse who isn't my spouse, a sister-in-law who is not my sister-in-law.
You regard your entire family as intruders?
Absolutely. I want my house back.
Clearly this other dimension represents security, a sort of fantasy haven where you reinvent reality.
The only fantasy I have, you nincompoop, is me changing the locks.
Dirk! Robin's not here.
I know. I waited for him to go out. I got you these. It took me ages to pluck up courage to ring the bell. Oh, I haven't been able to get you out of my mind, Leslie.
Look.
I pretend to myself you mean nothing to me. But when my guard's down, when I dream, well, there's not a night that passes when we're not together. I think we should listen to our dreams, don't you?
Go home, Dirk.
That day I groped you. I could see you were flattered, but it meant nothing to me. Nothing. I just wanted sex.
Go home, Dirk.
But ever since, well, the truth is that I thought it was just sex I wanted. But if you think about someone all the time, it means more.
Does it?
You're thinking, this is just another chat-up line to get me into bed. Well, that's the old, shallow Dirk. A mere machine that existed only to service his lust. Suffering has deepened me. You see before you a deeper Dirk.
Deepness isn't your destiny, Dirk. Your destiny is to perfect shallowness.
I wouldn't be such a mess if I had someone like you in my life.
Something tells me you'll survive.
What might finally help me come to terms with it, and this is just off the top of my head, you understand, what would help would be for us to experience one another in a carnal but caring way. Don't get me wrong. I'm resigned to Robin having the 5-litre can of vinyl silk while I have the little pot of colour tester. I'm not happy about it, but I can live with it. People can get by on so little. So what about it, then? We'll carnally but caringly know one another? For one night only? Something for us to remember one another by? Thanks for the memory.
Hello. Yes, hello. I'm trying to find out if my account with you is a joint account. Well, I wouldn't be asking if I knew. No, I can't discuss it with my wife, because my wife isn't my wife. Listen to me, you blockhead. If you don't tell me, I'll take my custom elsewhere. If I've got an account with you in the first place, that is.
Wind switch round to a northerly direction. We might have snow.
You realise your obsession with the weather is completely unnatural for a 10-year-old and is an indicator of some underlying trauma. I'd try to get to the bottom of it, but I don't really care enough.
Morning, worm. I hope you slept fitfully on your sofa bed.
Elaine, can I get you anything? Taxi to the station, perhaps?
Oh, I'm not going home yet, because I know that every extra day I spend here is a bit more suffering inflicted on you.
Don't you dare walk away from me when I'm talking to you.
I'm old enough to look after myself.
You're not old enough to stay out all night.
I told you where I was, at Katie's place. Ring her dad if you don't believe me.
I'd have preferred to have known where you were before you stayed out all night.
Why didn't you tell me you were out last night? I could have had your bed if I'd known.
Look, I promised to come home tonight.
No, now wait, I haven't finished.
Every morning I get up to this din, racket, pandemonium, bedlam.
Yes, well, sometimes input from the father helps to reduce the bedlam quota.
From the father, yes.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's never cared.
Quite. As far as I'm concerned, Maxine can kick down where she wants. We've already got 5 people and 2 guinea pigs living here.
Your daughter stays out all night and it's water off a duck's back to you.
Right. Absolutely spot on. Now we're getting somewhere. I'll have to get her a present, I suppose.
What?
My mother, her engagement party. I'd know what to get my usual mother, but this mother... Just to think, this time last week, my mother was planning a golden wedding celebration.
I'd record these conversations if I were you, Leslie. You might be able to have him committed with a bit of luck.
She's very short.
She's marrying him. She's marrying the builder.
Don't be such a snob.
Don't expect to have a conversation with him, Rob. He doesn't say anything.
Name's Robin.
Face it, Rob. Our ma's never played with a full deck when it comes to blokes.
Did he say our mother? Oh, no, please, God, no.
Wonder if the other Ian's here.
The other Ian?
Glad I don't have your complicated family history. To have 2 half-brothers called Ian.
I've got 2 half-brothers, both called Ian. Mm. Oh, don't tell me then, I'll work it out myself. One Ian was born to my mother and the other to my father, obviously before they met.
Oh, not bad, considering you've only had 40 years to acquaint yourself with your own family tree.
And there I was, thinking I was an only child.
Robin and Leslie, meet Billy, my fiancé.
Hello, Billy.
Billy is overwhelmed at meeting the family for the first time.
Join the club. Is there anyone here I'm not related to?
I've been telling Billy about the 2 Ians. I've always been a believer in big families, big sunny Italian families.
Are there any Italians in the family? There appear to be Australians.
Billy's been dreading meeting you, Robin. I shouldn't have told him that you were the black sheep of the family.
I'm the black sheep? Huh, with this competition?
Now, don't be so prickly. Not everyone hates you. I don't hate you.
Another ringing endorsement. My mother doesn't hate me.
And Ian, my Ian, even quite likes you. At least you weren't the reason he emigrated to Australia.
You mean there are people who emigrated to escape me?
And Leslie must like you. You're still an item, aren't you?
We're not, actually. We're separating.
I don't think an engagement party is the place to announce a divorce.
Well, of course, I knew it wouldn't last.
No, I suppose 16 years is nothing compared to the longevity of your relationships.
Your father's here, I see, Robin. This always happens when I get married. I don't recall sending you an invite, Merlin. Oh, somebody, please do something. I don't want him smashing the place up again.
Leave it to me, Mark.
Thank you, Ian. Well, come on then, Billy. And I'll introduce you to a former husband.
Doug.
Hear me out, Leslie. Just hear me out.
This had better be good.
I don't blame you for slamming the door on me the last time. I've used every tired chat-up line you've suspected me of using, and more. I've even used the old, I've chosen you to cure me of my homosexuality routine.
But
the leopard has changed its spots. I'm looking for a woman to be my friend. I'm after something...
deeper.
Look, Leslie, even if your next words to me were, come in and ravish me, you animal, I'd still be forced to decline.
You'd be forced to decline?
Yes. Yes. Because that's not what I'm after.
Come in and ravish me, you animal.
It's cruel to make fun of me in my new vulnerable state.
I'm not making fun of you. I want you. I've always wanted you. Not as a friend. We could never be friends. But as an animal.
Well, in that case...
Thought so.
Parker!
None of my family like me either. Well, I'm told my half-brother Ian quite likes me. I don't know about the other Ian. I haven't met him yet.
There are two Ians as well. Two Robins and two Ians.
The two Ians are my half-brothers. He can't be that bad, can he?
Ian?
Robin. The other Robin. I'm beginning to feel sorry for him. I mean, this is me they're all slagging off. Well, not me. Him.
Maybe the man that you've become can get along without the man you used to be. But you don't know that yet. You're still hoarding the old Robin as if what you are is fixed, immutable.
I'm a fixed, immutable sort of person.
But what if your new identity is preferable to the old one? Then you've been given something precious, a second chance.
I didn't need a second chance, you clown. I got it right the first time. I think I speak for both Robins when I say that.
Time I turned in, I think. I said it's time I turned in.
Nobody's stopping you.
Actually, you are. That is where I sleep. The very sofa on which your fat arses are now parked.
The early to bed, early to rise, Robin, is another innovation. The old Robin was a night owl.
I'm going to bed now because...
Because you used to go to bed at this time, back in your old dimension.
Yes. I'm going to the bathroom. By the time I return, I'll expect you both to have vacated the room. The premises too, if possible.
He still hasn't finished the Titanic, I see. Be a tragedy if a piece went missing.
You wouldn't.
I mean, not to be able to finish it after putting in so much hard work.
And then having spent days looking for the missing piece.
He gives up and throws the whole thing away.
Only for the missing piece to turn up again behind the sofa.
Do you fancy the late film, Les? I think Tarantino's Raiders of the Lost Ark is on in a minute.
Oh.
Excuse me. This is my bedroom.
So where was I supposed to sleep? I thought you were never going to bed. Look, do you have to parade around half naked?
I'll parade around how I want in my bedroom.
What sort of woman is it who walks around half naked in front of someone she's never slept with?
Ooh, nice touch, Robin. A prude, too. Your character just goes on getting rounder and rounder. I wonder...
What?
Could it... B, you can't acknowledge our past because you feel just a wee bit guilty for the way you've treated us.
Oh, guilty. Very good. Remind me to introduce you to my psychotherapist.
What am I saying? For you to experience guilt would mean you're the proud owner of a conscience.
My heart goes out to my predecessor. No wonder he left you for another dimension. Oh, for God's sake, will you please put some clothes on? What's he doing?
Changing your washer. He can't sit. He's one of those restless men. He's already put up the ceiling mirror in our bedroom. He's going to build me a conservatory.
Leslie's not here, I'm afraid. She's out shopping with her sister, Godzilla.
I came to see you, not Leslie. We didn't have a proper talk at the engagement party.
Do we talk?
Tell me honestly, Robin. What do you think of Billy? The Ians adore him.
I'm sure we'll get along like a house on fire once I learn to communicate on a non-verbal level.
I fell in love with the back of his head. I looked across the room and saw the back of his head. Now then, what's all this about you and Leslie splitting up?
Well, you know, we've been together a long time now. 10 days, by my reckoning.
Is there someone else?
Yes, me. I just can't get me out of my head. I arrange secret assignations with myself in the park. I'm even contemplating deserting my family for me.
Just don't do anything silly like kiss and make up.
I haven't had a row with myself yet.
I meant with Leslie.
She's held you back.
Look what this family's done to my lovely house. It's like living on the set of a sitcom. Oh,
today's the first time I've had my house to myself since I arrived. I keep daydreaming about changing the locks. Don't suppose Billy could pop round sometime and change them for me, could he? It'll give us a chance to bond.
It's colder outside than it actually is. Wind chill factor.
You are one disturbed little boy.
Leslie, you were right to slam the door on me the last two times, but...
She's out.
I see. And you are?
I'm sorry, Robin. I don't think that I can be of any further help.
What do you mean? You haven't been of any help yet.
Well, that's just the point. We don't seem to be going anywhere.
You're going to cast me alone into a world where the Dimblebys are sports commentators.
My advice is, don't try to recreate who you think you were. And savour who you are now. Life isn't where we were or think we ought to be. If we're always stuck in the past or planning to be somewhere else in the future, we miss what's happening to us now. We miss...
Don't take offence if I opt to miss this bit of what's happening to me now and stop you in mid-platitude.
Well, look who it is.
Get off! I can't breathe! Get off!
You didn't give me your dinner money today, did you, Lightfoot?
I didn't have any. I had a back lunch.
Don't believe you. So as a punishment, I'm just going to have to...
Either you let go of him now, or your hideous deformed visage is going to come into contact with that pile of dog's poo over there.
Get off!
Besides, this is no place for a scrap under the statue of Whiteley. Show some respect.
Can't breathe!
Well, having your oxygen supply cut off by someone twice your size is a vital part of growing up. Now, vamoose!
I only get it tomorrow.
How long's this been going on, boy?
He waits for me to get off the school bus.
So get off at a different stop. You'll soon get bored. And next time, tell someone if you're being bullied, like a parent.
I did. You said I had to stand on my own two feet.
Affix the second funnel. There isn't a second funnel.
Maybe it came off when it hit the iceberg.
Very droll.
Can I help you make it?
No. Look, I've told you, it's not a toy. Or you can help me look for the funnel. Not here, I've looked here. So where's Elaine?
Gone.
Oh, something I said, I hope.
I came home and found a note. It's odd. She never said she was going today.
Found it.
Where was it?
Behind the sofa cushions.
The things you find behind sofa cushions.
I don't want to go to prison. Don't let them send me to prison. We didn't mean any harm.
You broke into someone else's house.
We did it for the school project. Research. We had to imagine what it was like to be someone else and then write it up in the first person.
So you chose burglar. Maybe you should have had a chat with the careers mistress first.
Well, they never said it had to be legal.
My daughter, the housebreaker.
Well, what am I going to do? The police have already arrested Katie and Matthew.
Matthew? Matthew's Katie's father.
Well, he came out with us. He thought it was something him and Katie could do together, as a family. He's been a bit strange since Katie's mum walked out on him.
How many times have you done this, girl?
Just the once.
Look, will your partners in crime shop you?
Well, I don't know.
Did anyone see you with them?
Well, I don't think so.
Right, here's what we do. I recorded the match while you were out housebreaking. I suggest we all sit down now and watch it.
This is no time to watch television.
It went out while she was burgling her way around the neighbourhood. That's her alibi. We watched the match together. As it went out. As a family.
Would have watched the match myself if I hadn't been on duty.
So, why don't you toddle off and watch it now, Sergeant?
Didn't record it.
Look, I've already told you who won. I don't know what more you want.
No disrespect, Maxine, but it was a bit garbled.
Well, what do you expect? You come round here accusing her of breaking and entering.
What about the half-time analysis? How did Dimbleby rate the Arsenal?
He thinks they'll be relegated at the end of the season.
Oh, the video's the saviour for those of us who work unsocial hours. Mind if I borrow the tape?
Oh, we didn't record it. We watched it as it went out.
Together?
As a family. I'm very keen on family values.
So, are Matthew and Katie Quarry. Nice middle-class father and daughter housebreaking team.
I can't believe you'd take the word of a father-daughter housebreaking team in preference to someone with no criminal record, like me.
You'll get the tape back as soon as it's been scrutinised.
Did you clock the kipper tie and flares? For a moment I thought I was in an old episode of The Sweeney.
He's taken the tape because he knows you recorded the match. Once he's established we didn't watch it live...
Well, relax, I switched the tapes. Do I have any previous convictions?
None you've ever told us about.
You were brilliant, Dad.
From now on, you'll be spending your evenings watching a lot more telly.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I'm not making myself clear. If this or anything like it occurs again, not only will I be unavailable for an alibi, but I will personally shop you.
I'm sorry, Dad.
And don't call me Dad. The name is Robin.
Matthew makes Katie call him by his first name. He thinks it's modern.
Your new character's getting so rounded, it's becoming obese.
What?
For the first time in God knows how long, you've deigned to intervene in the lives of your children. Now tell me what happened at the bus stop.
I intervened because I was getting fed up with his weather reports.
That's it? No other motive?
I'm not going soft, if that's what you think. Nothing's changed. I still intend to get back to my own dimension. In the meantime, I'll be moving back into the spare room. Now your sister's gone.
Suit yourself. Wonder why she suddenly left like that.
Maybe she's been whisked off to a parallel universe too. Just so long as it's not mine.
One other thing.
What?
What's the Sweeney?
Could you remove the handcuffs now?
Quiet, worm.
Only the metal's chafing against my skin, and I've always been prone to eczema, you see.
I won't tell you again. I demand total obedience.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Well, we'll leave them on then. I'm easy. It's all I deserve anyway. If only you knew the depths of my self-loathing. If someone as shallow as me can have depths of anything.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, and Barbara Murray was Julia. Stephen Frost was Dirk, Janet Ellis, Elaine, and Simon Roberts played the psychotherapist and D.S. Cotton. Anne Gosling was Maxine, Sam Bradley, Ned, Jackson Leach, Big Kid, and Nicholas Parsons played himself. The producer was Claire Jones.
You are going to let me go, aren't you? Maybe just give me a chance of escaping? I know I don't deserve to escape.
Worm.